Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of life. Thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your presence. We don't take it for granted. Lord, thank you that in your mercy, in your goodness, in your grace, you have not found any reason to extract us back home. And we know once we are here, there's a good reason why you have left us here. Help us to know the purpose for which you have saved us, for which you have kept us, and for which you are keeping us. This morning, we say, let your will be done. May your name be exalted. Change our lives, heal our bodies, restore the joy of our salvation. May faith rise up in us one more time, and may we not be the same. In Jesus' mighty name. And all shall shout and say, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Put your hands together and please be seated in heavenly places. Well, we've done an hour of prayer, so the prayer is part of the preaching. So everything you heard is part of it. And we are about to leave and go home. Hallelujah. Are you happy that we are about to close? Hallelujah. So I'm continuing with the faith secrets, hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith secrets. Faith is the central theme of the Bible. Are you here? Yeah, and faith is now. So in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, Bible said now, faith is not tomorrow. Anytime you try to defer what you are trying to do, it means you lack faith. Faith is now. Jesus said, the time is coming and now is. The time that is coming is now. So whatever you want to do, when you bring it, you quantify it, and you put time to it, it's no longer hope, but it is what? Faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says there abideth these three, faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of this is what? The greatest is what? Yeah. But I'm here to tell you that love is the greatest motive, but not the greatest force. Love is the greatest motive, but the greatest force is faith. That is why you can love your children, but you cannot prevent them from dying. Somebody, you love the children so much that you take them everywhere. You love, the motive is love. But I'm talking about the greatest force, the greatest power is faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that this morning, faith will rise up in you.
Amen.
Thank God for your love. That's why Jesus said, the first, the greatest of the commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's the greatest motive, anything you are doing. But love is not the greatest power. It's not the greatest force. The greatest force is faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
We are here.
That's why there are things that you may love, but it will not change it. Are you here? So this morning, I'm coming to show you that the secrets that faith does. Hallelujah. Okay, so if you need a title for my message, do you need a title or I should just talk to you?
Oh, yes.
bad situation and bad news are reversed by faith. Bad situation and bad news are reversed by faith. In other words, faith converts bad news into good news. In other words, faith converts bad situation to good situation. Hallelujah. In this life, it is these two things that you are going to be confronted by. It is either going to be a news or it's going to be a situation. As you are sitting down here, you have a situation or you have a news. And how to change the situation you are in or to change the news you have received is faith. Hallelujah. Without faith, you will never be able to do anything. You may have love. Are you there? That is why when the greatest motive is combined by the greatest force, you have a miracle. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 6. Is it there in your Bible? Galatians chapter 5, verse number 6. Bible says, can we read it together? One, go. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible says, when you are in Christ, if any man be in Christ, is what? It's a new creature. All the old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Like the song that we just heard our sister singing. Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. When you are the just, when you are born again, you stop moving by your sight. You need to now begin to move by faith. Hallelujah. And faith is walking on the word of God, believing the word of God. Faith is a force. Faith is a power. Faith is an invisible force that is released when you believe in what God says. Are you here? Hello? So, if you don't have faith, you can never change a bad situation. You can never change a bad news. Faith is able to do everything. I see your faith changing things. Amen. And the Bible says, in Christ Jesus, are we in Christ?
Oh, yes.
Are you born again?
Oh, yes.
It said, in Christ Jesus, don't be worried. It said, it's neither circumcision or uncircumcision. The only thing that matters, the currency in this kingdom is faith.
Yes.
Can't buy without money. In this kingdom, the only thing that we operate by is your faith.
Yes.
This kingdom, we don't know dollars, we don't know pounds, we don't know rands. You can buy things without money. You can be healed without money. You can be satisfied without. When you have faith, everything can change. I see every bad news changing. Every bad situation changing. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. So when the greatest force is released, that's why in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20, the Bible says, it is not what you are seeing, it is what is within you. It says, God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Tell somebody, I am too powerful. Tell another person, you are dangerous. You are dangerously powerful. You see, Bible says that God is able to do, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you are asking. That is when you are praying. Or think, even you are not, that's why casting out of imagination is one of the things you need to do. If somebody has faith and begin to think negative towards you, you are finished. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power. It's describing faith according to the power that worketh in us. Your faith is the power that causes your thinking and your prayers to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God can do what you are thinking. God can do what you are praying. But do you believe God can do it? That is according to the power. So you are the determinant. This morning, may your faith rise.
Amen.
I say, may your faith rise.
Amen.
May you have an unfailing faith.
Amen.
May you have a big faith.
Amen.
May you have a strong faith.
Amen.
May your faith not be weak.
Amen.
May your faith be so strong.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
Faith will change every bad news into good news.
Amen.
I don't know the bad news you have received, but I change it in the name of Jesus. Did the medical doctors give you a wrong diagnosis? It's a bad news. Did something bad happen? It's a bad situation. But faith can change them both. I said faith can change them both. Every bad situation is being changed. Every bad condition is being changed. Every bad news is being converted into a good news. I said into a good news. I said into a good news. Receive good news. By faith, receive good news. I say, receive good news. In the name of Jesus. This week is a blessed week. You are going to do well. You are going to prevail. You are getting married this year. You are employed this year. Whatever you are expecting God for, I ask you to have it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. By faith. Without faith. In Christ Jesus, it's not how high you are, how tall you no. How long you pray. It's not how fat you are. It's not the car you drive. It's not where you go to church. It's not what you are doing. It is the faith. It is the faith that worketh in you. May you have faith in God. May your faith be so strong. May your faith turn around. May your basenta turn around. By faith, you have 50 people. By faith, you are becoming a center leader. You are having basenta leaders under you. And you have become a center leader. In the name of Jesus. By faith, you have 120 members. By faith, you will never see poverty. Are you here? You see the curses and poverty in your family. But that situation will be changed in your condition. In your situation, by faith. In the name of Jesus. It's minus you in the name of Jesus. Are you here?
You're right here.
Ma shanta le ma sanda. That is why it says, in Christ Jesus. Neither circumcision or uncircumcision. You see, they were so worried about, these are Jews. These are Hebrews. These Jews are not, these Hebrews, the Greeks are not circumcised. These are, I say, oh, don't worry, in Christ Jesus. It's neither circumcision or what matters is faith, which runs. The fuel for faith, the petrol, the diesel, the fuel on which faith runs is love. Are you there? So when you have faith and you have, it is going to work. Like, listen to me. Faith is totally different from love. You can love your son. Have you done some mothers? You can have your son sick. You can have your daughter not well. But you love the person. You love the person more than the pastor or whoever has faith. But when you bring the person, your son, to the one who has faith. May the greatest power be released.
Amen.
You see, faith is a force, it's a power, an invisible force that is generated. So when you believe in God, there is an attraction. There's a force that is releasing you. Yeah, there's a force. Supernatural. Something unseen. Kabahataya. As I'm talking, arrows of faith is being shot into your heart. Your
Amen.
Faith is enlarging. Your faith is becoming big. Believe God for big things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Are you there?
You're right here.
So what is the bad situation that you are in? Number one.
You're preaching.
I'm trying. in John chapter 11. I wish I can start from, let's read from verse number 35. John chapter 11 from 35 to 40, I believe. John chapter 11. Bible says Jesus wept. Do you know why Jesus wept? Jesus wept not because he was emotional. Jesus wept because the one that he thought had faith also did not believe. As for Martha, he was aware. But when Mary, who sat under his feet and heard him speak, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. And he knows. You know, Lazarus had faith more than Martha. Because when Lazarus was being raised, Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. But Martha, he said, Martha, Martha. Martha was called twice. He was alive, but he was dead than the dead person. When he came to me, he said, Martha, Martha, one thing is needful. And said, that thing is what Mary has gotten, and it will never be taken from him. So when Mary also came and was crying, he said, the one who had faith, don't you know that faith can turn around the situation? That's why Jesus said, don't you know you have the key? Are you also joining the one who did not come to church? Faith comes by hearing. The word I spoke to you, what you heard, is what you have. It will change the situation. Wow. So when he saw Martha, who sat under his feet and heard the word and had faith, did not use his faith, Jesus began to wept. Bible saying Jesus wept. Verse number 36. Are you there? I'm trying. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind. They are telling what faith has done. If you have a blind person, take the person to the hospital and see what the person will see. You take the person to the hospital. Up to now, 2024 years after his ascension, blind people cannot be helped at the hospital. They are giving them rather sick to walk. So the people said, this man, that is not the doctor, but caused blind people to see. Could he not have helped? They are seeing that there's a supernatural element. How can the blind see? How can, even some of you are wearing, you are having myopia or presbyopia, long-sightedness. You are trying to see small. Not that you are blind. But to see, you have to pay a lot of money to see. Look at what doctors are taking your money and giving you. But blind people, 100% blind, 100% blind people came seeing. He did not take any, no investigation. He said, see. And they saw. And the people said, could this man who opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Continue. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, coming to the grave. It was a cave. Listen, they were giving a detail. It wasn't a grave that they dug. They said it's a cave. Do you understand? If it's a grave, you can even be dropped in. But if it's a cave, people have to force you. They need to take you and put you. Sometimes they do much effort is put in locking your destiny in a cave. But because dead people, you see, when you are lowering people into the grave, you don't go into it, they just lower it. But if it's a cave, you yourself need to go in. A lot of effort. Said when he came, the grave, he came into the grave, and they are giving description. It was a cave, and a stone laid upon it. And a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Kabahata. Who are those who put the stone there? Ask them to take it away. Martha, the sister of him that was dead. The one who loved, who is crying, who sent the message. The Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time, his tankage. He said, it is too bad. For he has been dead for 4 days. It is a bad case. I have given up on your aspiration, on your vision. You thought that by the age of 22, you would have finished university. You thought that by the age of 30, you would have married and have 2 children. You and your husband would be going. And you're saying, oh, darling, I love you. Oh, sweetie. Then, but hey, you are 32. No, there is no ring on your finger. And you are looking, say, hey. You have given up on all the dreams you were having. But I'm saying that situation can change by faith. Martha said, Lord, by this time it's stinking. By this time it is too bad. It is, you know, Israel in the Middle East, the sun is so hot that when people die, within hours, they begin to degenerate, decompose. So when he says that it's 4 days, he's saying that it's not a situation. So by this time he's stinking. It's too bad. Tell somebody there's no bad situation.
There's no bad situation.
Hallelujah. Amen. By this time, that's why, look, he said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead for four days. He is perfectly dead.
Perfectly.
And he's been buried for 4 days. Verse number 40. Can we read it together? One go. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Underline it. If thou wouldest believe. If you can believe. If you can have faith. The impossible situation is turning around. Sugar diabetes will leave your system. Abnormal tissue will melt away. Every abnormal diagnosis will disappear. I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about supernatural power. Invisible power. How does the dead come back to life? By faith. A bad situation. A very impossible situation. Doctors give up. Everybody give up. I'm talking about it's a hopeless situation. It is a situation. I don't know the situation that you are in. But there is no situation worse than somebody who is not freshly dead, but very dead. For 4 days. For 4 days. And buried. Not that 4 days in a freezer. Or for the buried. The person is buried. Do you understand? And rotten, some worms has come, different things. Say, Lord, it is by this that we can't stand here. But he said, if you will believe, if you have, to believe means to have faith, to trust God. I see impossible situation being turned around.
Amen.
Ha, kabalabaha. I say impossible situation are turning around.
Amen.
I say impossible situations are turning around.
Amen.
By faith. By faith. You just think about it. By faith. You see, that's why the devil tricks people not to have faith. Because the only thing that can deal with the devil and put him in his place is when you have faith in God. Because the devil can defeat any man, any doctor, any human being. You invent whatever medicine, he will bypass. But when you have faith in God, you release supernatural power. You release God himself comes behind you. Hallelujah. I don't know the bad situation you are in. Your bad situation is turning around.
Amen.
I say your bad situation is turning around.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Right.
He said, did I not say? Can we read further? Let's believe. Thou shouldest see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
Key,
the key to reversing every bad situation, every bad condition is faith. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe. Still, he's working on their faith. He's still working on their faith. That they may believe. That they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his feet was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. Listen to me. Listen to me. I don't know your situation, but I'm here to command that situation to turn around.
Amen.
And you know, you are the one who have packed your situation away. So you have given up. Because they had given up on Lazarus. Say, oh, if he had come. So they packed Lazarus, bound him. Some of you have wrapped your vision. You have wrapped your future. It's like it's never going to happen. You have thrown it in something, you have locked it. So Jesus asks, where have you laid him? Where? They showed him. He said, I won't use power for this one. When you are around, where have you? Use word of knowledge. He saw Nathaniel when he was under the tree. He could use word of knowledge. He could probably say, you, where have you laid it? Have you given up? Be truthful to you. Have you given up on your future? On your aspiration? Have you given up? The situation said that you have given up. So where have you? So I have given up. So okay. Then let's talk. Once you have given up, say, where have you laid it? You say, here. Yeah. Lord, don't bother. I have given up on the ambition to do well, to prosper, I have given up. Now it's dead. It's by now it's thinking that nothing can be done out of it. That's the situation I'm talking about. When it looks like it is impossible, nothing can be done. That is when he steps in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He asks them, where have you kept him? They showed him. He said, who are those who have specialized in sealing people's dreams? Who are those who have locked it up perfectly? He said, remove whatever you've done. Then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Then the last one, he said, the people who bounded him, loose him and let him go. So 75% of the work. You see, four conditions. Where have you laid him? Remove the stone. Then he spoke. Then after he said, loose him again. 75% of the work is what we have done to make sure that our things will not work.
Yeah.
75% of the things that I have is what you have done to make sure that your vision will never come back. You have perfectly thrown it away. Yeah. But this morning, I came to tell you that bad news, bad situation, hallelujah, bad condition can be reversed by faith. And by faith in God, supernatural. It is supernatural for it's an invincible force that is released. God himself come and attend to things. That's why when the devil wants to destroy you, he doesn't want you to believe in God. He doesn't want you to read your Bible. He doesn't want you to have faith. Because faith will destroy everything he's doing against you. Are you here?
Yes.
May the greatest power be released on your behalf.
Amen.
I said, may the greatest power be released on your behalf.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you there?
You are right there?
Bad news will also go away. Jesus was going in Mark chapter 5, verse number 35 to 36. He was going to heal a centurion's daughter. And Bible says, as they were going, they sent a message. They said, don't bother the master any longer. It's too late, the situation. So while he yet speak, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Thy daughter, why troublest thou the master any further? Said it's a bad situation. He received a bad news. The first one was a bad situation. He himself knows. But this one, he did not know. He said, look, don't bother. He's dead. And go further. Jesus said, the next one. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Only have faith. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. Have you got a bad news? Do not be afraid. Only believe. Believe in God to change your situation. I said, believe in God. One guy went to church. He had crutches with one leg that was short. Everybody knew him. After the service, he was going home dancing without the crutches. He had not even noticed that he was healed. So people saw him and said, where is your crutches? He said, what crutches? Before he knows, I am healed. Every bad situation is turning around. In the name of Jesus. You finish this service, you check, the rashes has disappeared. The lamp in the breast is gone. Do you know why? Because the light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness comprehending
it. He that the Son shall set free shall be free indeed. What is the bad news you have received concerning your health? They have diagnosed something. By faith, only believe. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let that bad news turn into good news.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let that situation, bad situation, turn around.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see every bad news reversed. Be not afraid. Tell somebody, don't be afraid. Tell another person, don't be afraid. Only believe. Tell somebody, only believe. I like what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 29. Bible says, by faith. Look at it. By faith. By faith. By faith. They passed through the Red Sea like a dry land. By faith. I don't know the situation. Have you been to waterfront before? The sea was here everywhere. By faith, they walked through the Red Sea. Like, can I have in NLT? Mando Haye. Everything that is before you is drying up. How can a sea? A sea is not a river. A sea is not a lagoon. A sea is not a well. You see, last time I was in the waterfront and I was saying that even from here to the Robben Island, if only it can be parted. Hey! By faith, it's impossible. It's it was by faith that the people of Israel, the people of God, those who are born again. Is there anybody who believes in Jesus Christ? It is by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground. I don't know what they have told you. I don't know your Red Sea. I don't know the situation, but I'm telling you that faith is the greatest force, greatest power. He releases power to dry even the sea. Impart the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Water parted like this. For the first time, water became a wall. But still, it was liquid. You can put your hand in it. But the thing was not coming. I said, hey, what is happening? Kaya Bahataka. They can't believe it. What is happening? One day you open your fridge and God supernaturally will fill it with the things you need.
Amen.
You don't believe in miracle money.
Amen.
Believe in miracle money. He said, the fish will have a goat. Have you heard some before? That fish don't take bait, but they carry goat. It's a miracle money. You are owing. Peter was owing just like you. Peter had account just like you. He has opened account for dresses. He has opened account for food. Peter was owing. And the shop right and the pick and pay, they wrote him ultimatum letter. And Jesus saw the letter in red. He said, I need to do something. By faith. He said, go and catch a fish. Without a bait, he caught a fish that had a goat. By faith, Bible says, they walk through the Red Sea like a dry ground. Every sea before you, may it dry up.
Amen.
Believe it is drying up.
Amen.
It is drying up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And it is by faith. You know, that's why many people throw away their Bible. They don't read it. Because if you read it and faith generates in you, you are a dangerous person. You are a dangerous person. You are too dangerous if you have faith. If you have, you are too dangerous. You are too dangerous to have faith. You see, when you have faith, the greatest power that created the world will come behind you. Yeah. When your faith says yes, God will not say no. What do you need? He created the heavens. He created the sea. He created the whale, the ant, the elephant. What do you need that God has to struggle to give you? You can't believe. You can't believe. That's your trouble. That's why don't be afraid. So, don't trouble the master. Has the master told you you are troubling him? You yourself tell yourself that this situation is too bad. It's bad for you, but not bad for God. It's bad for you, but not bad for God. Even some of the situation is not bad for some people. It's bad for you, but it's not bad for God. That's why Jesus told them, said, they are disturbed. Don't be afraid of what you are saying.
Don't mind
them. They say, oh, death has laid its icy hands on your daughter. He said, don't listen. Only believe. If you have faith, death will run away. Wherever the soul of your son, your daughter is, it's going to come right back. Say, is it possible? It's possible when you have faith. May faith break through every condition that you know is not possible. May it become possible.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, with God, there is no impossibility. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything is possible with God.
Yes.
Are you there?
We are there?
May God step in. Do you have a health challenge? I deserve it.
Amen.
I deserve that tumor.
Amen.
I deserve that lump. I deserve that abnormal tissue. I deserve that incurable. They said cancer is going to kill you. You will not die by cancer.
Amen.
You will live your full life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They said you're going to have what? You have high blood pressure. Be healed of it in the name.
Amen.
Be healed of any condition that you have accepted that is your condition.
Amen.
You want to make it your personal condition. Hey, my sickness. Yeah. You like the sickness. If only you believe, it will go away. Said by faith. So the people thought that it is a normal thing to go through water. You think that it is normal thing? 24/7. You see me going up and down, not taking medication. It is by faith. You don't take your medication and see. You don't read your Bible. You don't pray and if you don't have faith, go around with your medication. When you get to a store, say, give me water. It's 12 o'clock. Take your medication. Without faith, take your medication. Without faith, go for your injection. Without faith, wear your glasses. Without faith, wear it. Without faith, go for your prescription. Without faith, go on the admission. It's not a normal thing. When you believe, it's a supernatural force that is released behind you. If you don't read your Bible, you don't believe in God. Go for your... Look at this. But when the Egyptians, the people who don't believe, but when the Egyptians try to follow, they were all drowned. Faith will make the difference between you drowning or the water becoming a dry land. You see, the two people look the same. But one has a backing. One has faith. And the other don't have. I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe I should. These people, let me come to this side. Faith will part the waters. Kabahata. Run the liver. My hand. It will disappear. A pastor, the daughter came with a friend. They were going for admission to the medical school. And when they went, the pastor's daughter had admission. But the friend of the lady, her name was not there. She did not have admission. So when they came back and they told the pastor felt so bad. He said, oh, why didn't I pray for my daughter? Why didn't I pray for her? So he said, come. He prayed for them. He said, go and check tomorrow. When they went,
the name has appeared. Ah! Hey! When they went the next day, they had not come to change. The name has appeared and she has admission. How did it happen? I don't know. I don't know. How did it happen? There was a lady. Her name is Azola. Azola, instead of having a round, circular cornea, hers was oval. She consulted the doctor for so many years, and they were going to operate on her today, if today is Sunday, on Tuesday. So she came to church to tell me that, Pastor, I'm going for my operation. I said, what operation? So my cornea is oval instead of round. I said, let me pray with you. I lay my hands on her. In the name of Jesus, I correct everything. She believed in the operation more than the prayer. But Tuesday came, she called me, said, Pastor! I said, what? He said, something is happening. What is happening? He said, the thing has changed. They said, my cornea has become round again. Hey! By faith. Are you there?
We are there.
Another one. It was even this sister, Cindy, called somebody, a cancer patient, that they had prepared on bed. They are going to operate on her. We're in church. Those days, we were having Tuesday service. So after Tuesday service, she called her shepherd, and the shepherd gave me the phone to pray for her for the operation. But when I took the phone, I said, I canceled that operation. And I said, confusion be. The next day, the consultant, and they came. There was confusion. He said, why are you going to operate on somebody who is not sick? The condition has disappeared. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about faith that makes the impossible possible. Are you here? What is your story? Instead of murmuring and complaining, you rather develop faith in God. Hallelujah. Can you believe? Jesus said to Martha, did I not say unto you, if thou wouldest believe, if you have faith, you will see the glory of God. Tell somebody, I'm ready to see the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Are you there? I see you changing every situation in the name of Jesus. Faith. In Numbers chapter 13, the Bible talks about Moses sending the 12 spies. Bible says, when they came, they all brought evil reports. They brought and said, look, we saw the sons of Anak. We were like giants. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight. The land is good. The fruit is good. But Bible says, faith rose up in Joshua and Caleb. They said, these people, they will be like bread to us. They will be like bread. The situation will change. He said, these people, their defense is departed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey. Our church. Are you here?
Yes.
Said these people, their defense is departed from them. And they said the giant, they will be like bread. It means that when we pour water on them, they will soak. We don't even need to fight them. And exactly what they said. If you don't have faith, you will destroy your condition. The people who came out of the Red Sea, they saw all this. They were murmuring and complaining. Anytime you complain, you don't have faith. Don't complain. Bible says that they complain, they murmur. Trust in God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Where is the God of the Bible? Is it the God of the Bible we are worshiping? Is it the God of our Lord Jesus Christ that we are worshiping? Or you are worshiping a different God? I want the result that Jesus had. Yeah. Recently I was praying and I said, Lord, I don't want to do a general prayer and expect people to be healed. I want to go like you went. He said, I will come and heal him.
Yes.
Not a general prayer. He said, I am coming to heal. My God. They called him. He said, I'm coming to heal. And when they said that, look, the person is dead, he said, don't be afraid. Only believe. I speak faith into every situation.
Amen.
Every bad news, turn around.
Amen.
Did you receive a result? Did you receive a result? You see, this last year, the semester, somebody told me, she sent and said, "Oh, Pastor, I feel they said they will not allow me to write this." I said, "No, you will write it. You will write it." I told her, "Write to them and tell them that you want to write it because you have to finish this year. You need to write it. They should consider you." They allowed this, but they wrote the letter. I'm showing you something. They wrote the letter, her name, they said, "Oh, you can write." They gave her the date. When she spoke to me, I said, "Believe. Believe. You see that as you believe." You say, "Pastor, this doesn't happen." That's why I said, "Even still, how you are talking, it's like you are canceling it." I said, "Believe that God can do it." She has the letter. She sent me a copy of the letter. But she was so talking that, "No, this thing doesn't happen." When they say it doesn't happen, do you know what happened? When she came, she was home when she sent the letter to me. When she came January, they have sent her another letter that she can't write. Your confession is your possession. Now she has come to sit by me. She's crying. "Pastor," they said, "I told you, only believe. Only be." What you believe is what? He said, "Did I not tell you?" One thing that blew my mind. There was this two blind guys in Mark. When you read the story in Mark, Bible says Jesus was passing, and the blind people, they were crying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And people were saying, with eyes, we can move, we can't even get closer. "Your case is bad. It says somewhere." And Bible says, "Keep quiet." The more they cry, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, who are these people that bring them?" And when they brought them, Jesus asked them, "What will you want that I will do for you? What can I do for you?" Listen carefully. Do you know what the guy said? I thought that it was obvious. The guy is blind. The guy is blind. What again? But Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" Maybe you are blind, but you need money. Maybe you are blind, but you need clothes. Maybe you are blind, but you need a beloved. You want your lobola paid. Maybe you are blind. You want the blindness. So Jesus asked, "What will you want that I do for you?" And they said, "That I may receive my sight." I thought that it was enough. Do you know what Jesus asked him? He asked him, "Do you believe that I am able to do it? Do you believe that I am able to do it?" Jesus is not interested in healing people who don't believe. He says, "I want to receive my sight." Then he asks. They said unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." Continue. Jesus had compassion on them and said, "No, not this one. I want the one from Mark." He asked, "Do you believe that I am able to?" The person said, "I want to receive my sight." But he went further to ask, "Do you have faith? Faith will change your condition. Do you believe?" And the Bible says, he said, "Yes." The blind person said, "Yes." And Jesus said, "Be it unto you according to your faith. Receive your sight." Maybe I should check it for you. I think it's Mark chapter 10, eh? Verse number 51. Mark 10. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What would thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." 52. Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee." But when you start, he said, "I want my sight." Do you believe that I'm able to do it? "Believest thou that I am able to do it?" He said, "Yes, Lord, go thy faith." May your faith change every negative, every bad news.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bad health will change.
Amen.
But you have headache, migraine, bad condition. Anything that is not good by faith, let it change.
Amen.
Faith is the greatest force, greatest power that works in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
There?
Yeah, and your faith works by the love you have. If you have love, oh, you are finished. If you have faith and you have love, you are moving on the superhighway. Nothing will be impossible today. I see you operating your faith.
Amen.
And I see you winning.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hey. Close your eyes with me. Just begin to thank God. Thank you for God. Begin to thank God. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for faith. Everything will change. My situation, my condition will change by faith. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, with your eyes closed, if you are here, maybe somebody invited you or you came by yourself. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. If this is what you are saying, lift your right hand high above your head and I'll pray with you. Yes, that is what it means to have faith. You are believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Yes, lift it high above your head with your eyes closed. We'll pray together and your life will never be the same. Lift it wherever you are. Don't look at the person on your left or right. It's between you and God. God bless you. Keep it lifted. Lift it high above your head. It's unto God. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. I pray, still with your hands lifted, I pray for every hand that is lifted. Let the grace of God that brings salvation appear unto us. May faith rise up in us. May we be saved. May we be delivered from ever going to hell. In the name of Jesus. Now, please, with your hands lifted, I need you to move from where you are and come to me. Come, my sister. Come, my brother. From the back. My sister, come. Come to me. Come. I want to pray with you. Yes. With your hands lifted, come. Come from the back. God bless you. 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 Come, my brother. Come. Stand right here. Stand right here. My sister, come. Come, I'm waiting for you. Come from the back. You lifted your hand. Come. Stand right here. Stand here. Come. You lifted your hand. Yes, quickly, come. You lifted your hand. God bless you. Stand right there. Stand here. God bless you. Stand here. God bless you. Yes. Come, I'm waiting for you. Come. Come from the back. Everywhere. Maybe you were once born again, but so many things have happened. God will restore. Move and come. Move and come, my brother. Move and come, my sister. Don't joke with your life. Don't joke with your life. Today, God will save you through his son, Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, stand there. I feel that there are about 3 or 4 people who need to come. Listen to me. Jesus said, those who deny me on earth, on that day I will also deny them. Why should you be here and go to hell? No. If you are not sure of your salvation, I feel 4. Thank you. 4 people. You need to move. Don't joke with your life. God brought you here for this. Move and come. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Move and come. We are just about to pray. Move and come. Move and come. Don't think that, look, I want to do it tomorrow, next week. No. This is the time. Move and come. You are not sure, will I go to heaven or hell? Come and make sure. Come and be sure. Father, I pray, come. Come, if you are coming, come. Those over here, lift your 2 hands to the Lord. If you are not sure, maybe you were once born again, you can do it now. You can rededicate your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, those in front, say this prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Lift your 2 hands to the Lord. I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. From today, I believe in you, Jesus. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you, Jesus, into my heart as the Lord, the Savior, the Master over my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. From today, I belong to you. From today, I am yours. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I will follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Say, Satan, from now, I don't belong to you. I belong to Jesus. And I will follow Jesus all the days of my life. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Park Lands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.